With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. The Trump administration today finalized plans that will open millions of acres in the West to oil and gas development and strip protections for the struggling greater sage grouse. The Bureau of Land Management's plan removes heightened protections for the core habitat of the chicken-sized bird known for its distinctive mating dance that lives in 11 western states, including Montana. Those protections emerged from a years-long collaborative process between state and federal government, industry, and scientists. The BLM is the largest landowner of sage-grouse habitat.
They have reneged on their management responsibility.
That's Brian Rutledge, vice president of the National Audubon Society. He says more than 350 other species rely on sagebrush ecosystems, and sagebrush plays a key role in western watersheds.
The biggest thing that's happened here is we have evacuated science from what was a science-based plan.
The BLM's move alters protections in seven states, but not directly in Montana. Historically, millions of grouse strutted through the country's sage fields. Now, that number's down to between 200 and 500,000. Montana's home to nearly 20% of the birds that remain. Carolyn Syme, Sage Grouse Habitat Conservation Program Manager for Montana DNRC, says here sage grouse habitat is unique compared to other parts of the West.
Most of our habitats for sage grouse are in private ownership. A relatively smaller percentage are held and managed by Bureau of Land Management, Montana State Trust Lands, and the Forest Service.
About 30% of Montana's sage grouse habitat is on federal land. Syme says the species faces threats from ecosystem destruction and fragmentation that could come from things like development and drilling, but also natural processes like wildfire. We reached out to the Montana Petroleum Council for comment on this story, but did not receive a response. The government's proposal is expected to face a lengthy battle in court. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.